USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Soaring inflation is a clear and present danger to our economy. So said Senator Joe Manchin, and he was asked if President Biden was right to say the latest figures were outdated.
I would hope that he was right and that we wouldn't be, but that's the same people that might have given him information saying it was transitory.
The West Virginia Democrat is key to passing anything in the evenly divided Senate. He said the latest Consumer Price Index report is cause for serious concern. The CPI jumped 9.1% for the 12 months that ended in June. The White House is calling on Russia to release forcefully deported Ukrainians. The Biden administration's accusations count as war crimes, according to a statement from Secretary of State Anthony Blinken. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Wendy Bell here for my friends at Swiss America. Did you know the U.S. Constitution authorizes only two forms of legitimate money, gold and silver? That's right. But our government abandoned gold and silver a half century ago. Meanwhile, gold and silver prices have rocketed in recent years due to growing economic uncertainty. So, to help my listeners, Swiss America has a very special offer today. Silver walking Liberty half dollars at the amazing low price of $12.50 each delivered. You heard me right, $12.50. Call now to reserve your silver coins at 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490. Silver walking Liberty half dollars for just $12.50 each delivered while supplies last. Put a silver lining in your financial portfolio now by calling 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490.
Illegal immigrant encounters at the southern border in May hit a record high. Republicans on the Senate Committee on Foreign Relations are delivering their new report on the Biden administration's policies regarding illegal immigration. Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz shares his opinion on the current administration's policies on border control.
They believe open borders are good for Democrats politically. Every illegal alien they see, they view as a future Democrat voter, and if people have to die, so be it.
Amazon admits it has provided Ring camera footage to police without permission from the owners or a warrant 11 times this year. In a letter to Massachusetts Senator Ed Markey, Amazon's vice president of public policy said the company complied with law enforcement requests after determining risk in good faith. Today is National Friday, so go out and enjoy your favorite French fry. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
The Democratic-led House Oversight Committee is holding a hearing on abortion rights and access to abortion across the nation and the impact of the Supreme Court decision to return abortion regulation back to the states. Alliance Defending Freedom Senior Counsel Erin Hawley says that she believes Roe v. Wade was wrong about abortion and the Constitution.
Its reversal is a tremendous victory for life and for the American people. Roe cheated us of our ability to promote good policy, but Dobbs restores our opportunity to reaffirm motherhood and in so doing to empower women.
A gubernatorial primary is heating up in a battleground state.
As Michigan's countdown to its August 2nd primary now holds at less than 3 weeks away, a frontrunner is emerging for the GOP gubernatorial nod. Recent MERS News and Mitchell polling shows Tudor Dixon inching ahead of the pack. Three other candidates, Kevin Rinke, Ryan Kelly, and Garrett Soldano, are essentially tied for second. Ralph Rebant polled at 1%. James Craig, the former Detroit police chief, was bounced from the ballot for insufficient and invalid signatures on his nominating petition. He's running as a write-in candidate. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Take our news with you wherever you go by searching for USA Radio News wherever you download your podcasts. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.